Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is a pretty cool one. We're going to be discussing a recent report suggesting that a subsidiary of Saudi Arabia's investment fund and an Abu Dhabi investment firm are planning to participate in a multi-billion-dollar funding round for SpaceX, Elon Musk's private space company. Now, with SpaceX's valuation potentially reaching $140 billion, this would make it one of the largest privately owned companies in the world by valuation. Now, join us as we unpack the implications of this investment and what it means for the future of SpaceX and the private space industry as a whole. We'll take a closer look at the company's recent achievements, from the milestones of the Falcon 9, Starship, and possible Mars colonization in the future. And we're going to talk about the growing interest in the private space industry from the Middle East and the potential ethical considerations of accepting investments from these sources. Now, according to recent reports, a subsidiary of Saudi Arabia's investment funds, Deal, and an Abu Dhabi investment firm, Alpha Dhabi, are said to be participating in a multi-billion dollar funding round for SpaceX, Elon Musk's private space exploration company. Now, these reports come from sources familiar with the matter, so they can be trusted. Now, upon completion of the funding run, SpaceX's valuation is expected to reach approximately $140 billion, making it one of the largest privately owned companies in the world. Now, the information cited two individuals reportedly familiar with the situation, and they stated that Saudi Arabia's water and electricity holding company in the United Arab Emirates, Alpha Dhabi, are involved in the funding round. Morgan Stanley is said to be organizing the investment effort on SpaceX's part. Now, the reported investment by the Saudi fund in SpaceX is particularly intriguing due to the previous apparent conflict between Elon Musk and the head of the public investment fund during Tesla's funding secured debacle. Text messages between Elon and Saudi PIF head Yasir revealed that Tesla CEO was unhappy with how the fund was managing its media statements at the time. Now, as of this time, SpaceX, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, and Alpha Dhabi have not issued any responses to our inquiries for this transaction. And SpaceX recently achieved several significant milestones on their own, with more promising developments expected throughout the year. Last month, Elon Musk announced that the company's largest and most ambitious rocket today, the world's most powerful rocket, Starship, would attempt its orbital launch soon. And Starship has the potential to revolutionize spaceflight due to its size and its reusability. And now in late February, SpaceX's reliable workhorse, the Falcon 9, successfully completed its 100th consecutive landing. Now, this achievement demonstrates that SpaceX's landing reliability is now on par with the launch reliability of some of the most dependable rockets in the industry. Now, the lack of competition among other space companies further underscores SpaceX's leadership position in the launch business. Now, SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet business is also expanding, surpassing 1 million active subscribers worldwide in late December of 2022. Now, since then, Starlink has extended its service to other countries, likely resulting in a significant increase in the number of subscribers. Now, in addition to these achievements, SpaceX has been making progress with its Crew Dragon spacecraft, which has successfully transported astronauts to the International Space Station, the ISS, multiple times. And these missions have marked the return of human spaceflight capabilities to the United States at the retirement of the Space Shuttle program in 2011. Now, as NASA continues to rely on SpaceX for crewed missions to the ISS, the company's importance in the realm of human space exploration continues to grow. SpaceX's large ambition, Mars colonization. They have plans for this, and they'll also contribute to the company's appeal for investors. Elon Musk has consistently expressed his vision of establishing a human settlement on the Red Planet. And SpaceX's Starship rocket is expected to play a crucial role in achieving that goal. Musk has even set an optimistic target for the first crewed Mars mission somewhere in the mid-2020s, further highlighting the company's ambitious plans for space exploration. Now, that's soon to be figured out, and that is if SpaceX's Starship can get to orbit for the Artemis 3 mission. We'll find that out in a couple months if they actually get to orbit. So that's a crucial role in SpaceX's Starship program. Now, the potential influx of funds from Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi's investment firms would provide SpaceX with additional resources. The potential of funds from Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi's investment firms could provide SpaceX with additional resources to pursue its ambitious projects. The participation of these investments could also signify growing interest in the private space industry from the Middle East. However, the involvement of the Saudi fund in SpaceX's funding round might also raise concerns, as Saudi Arabia has been criticized for its human rights records and its role in the ongoing in Yemen. Now, this could lead to questions about the ethical implications of accepting investments from such sources. Now, while the investments from Badil and Alpha Dhabi have been not quite confirmed yet, the possibility of a multi-billion dollar funding round for SpaceX suggests the company's growth and achievements are garnering increased attention from investors worldwide. And as SpaceX continues to push the boundaries of space exploration and tech, the company's valuation and influence in the industry are expected to keep soaring. And there may be some evidence that they're going to do this cash infusion for the Starship program. Now, if you're not familiar, the SpaceX Starship, which is currently under development in SpaceX's Starbase Boca Chica, Texas, a completely reusable, super heavy lift launch vehicle that aims to revolutionize space travel. It's about 390 feet tall and is designed to be the tallest and most powerful launch vehicle in history. And it boasts a unique capability of being totally reusable. The top and the bottom, every piece of it is reusable. And comprising the first stage booster and the Starship second stage, the launch vehicle is engineered for versatility. The second stage doubles as an independent spacecraft capable of carrying crew or cargo once in orbit, and both stages rely on Raptor engines fueled by liquid oxygen and liquid methane propellants, and they utilize an extremely efficient full-flow stage combustion power cycle. Now, to maximize reusability, both rocket stages are designed to land vertically at the launch pad. In Starship's fully reusable configuration, boasts a payload capability of 330,000 pounds to low Earth orbit, plus more if you're going outside of orbit. Now, with multiple flights envisioned to distribute the spacecraft's costs, it's going to go way down in the cost per kilogram for a spaceflight. Now, the spacecraft is also designed for orbital refueling before embarking on missions requiring a higher delta V, such as trips to the moon and to the red planet of Mars. Now, potential applications for Starship include crewed and cargo missions, and they construct Starlink internet constellations, possibly with the future of Starship. The possibility that this money that's coming into SpaceX is strategically placed to go towards SpaceX's Starship, to build out the Starlink internet constellation, and IPO the internet constellation, and therefore get a return on the money that they invest. They could get tens, maybe hundreds of billions of dollars over the lifetime of their investment. Thank you for tuning into the Elon Musk podcast, brought to you by Stage Zero Productions and hosted by me, Will Walden. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And for exclusive, ad-free content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/stagezero. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.